Robot or not, robot or not.
Did you see the movie Clash of the Titans? And don't tell me you saw the remake again.
No, I saw the original. Many, many, many times I saw the original.
Okay, so Bubo, the owl, the clockwork owl,
mm-hmm.
is he a robot owl?
Clash of Titans is tough because there is definitely magic going on there. Was the owl animated by one of the gods? Like, was that the deal, or was it made by one of the clever humans?
That's a good question. In mythology, there is an owl of Athena, but then in the movie, in the 1981 movie, he does look like he's clockwork,
oh,
right?
He's totally clockwork. He's made of bronze, right? But what I'm asking is this a bronze clockwork owl that the only reason it would work is because some god pointed their finger at it and said, and now animate and come to life. And the thing that is enlivening this thing is this magic from the gods and not a machine that someone built because they're super clever.
It's Hephaestus, who is the god of he's like the blacksmith god. He's the Vulcan in Roman mythology. And so he's the of metals and metallurgy and all that, which I think doesn't necessarily get us any closer because we're mixing mythological god magic with skill here. Cause he's a magical god, but he's the god of making things out of metal. Which is sort of like the patron, well, not patron saint. That's a totally different religion. But you know what I mean? He's like the Greek god of robots, sort of, Hephaestus.
Yeah, this is a tough one. You have to decide, did he make a working
clockwork owl, or did he just make a bunch of metal and go alive?
Exactly. Like, and I think I'm going to say for this one, because I've seen that movie a lot and because it's so clearly mechanical in the movie, like just like if you were to imbue a machine with life, it would be more lifelike than this, you know, 13 frames per second stop motion owl thing they did. And I'm going to say that, like, because he's the god of making things out of metal or whatever he's doing, what he used to make this is his amazing skill making little metal things. And there's still a problem in that doesn't seem like there's enough technology to make a metal flying owl, period, because it would fall from the sky like a rock or whatever.
Well, that's true.
But we don't know what material it's made out of. We don't know that he didn't make tiny silicon chips because he's super good with metal stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? So I'm going to give this one a weird pass just because we don't have enough information about it. And I'm going to say in my headcanon that he used his amazing, he is the best person making metal things in the world. Like, that is his supernatural power, and he did not merely make a machine and imbue it with supernaturalness. If someone has evidence in the movie where that's the opposite, and it's like, no, he just points his finger at stuff and they come to life, then we can reverse this. But for now, because I love that little owl, I'm going to say robot.
Yeah, the Hephaestus, it may be a magical being himself, but he's so great at making stuff that he can make robots, right? I mean, I think that kind of follows.
Yeah, like I said, we don't even know what he made it out of. Who's to say he's not etching little silicon chips?
Yeah. Way ahead of his time, Hephaestus. Way ahead.
And that metal it's made out of, like, how it's not big, thick bronze. It could be something that looks like bronze, but it's actually some
very light
carbon nanofiber thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Bubo. Pass. Robot.
Robot or not.
How do you like our owl? Throw that one in there. But did we do that one? We should do that one. It's added to the list.